The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on KGYM, presented by Hills Bank, with 19 locations throughout the corridor. Now let's head courtside for the pregame, and alongside former coach Phil Dunn, here's KGYM Sports Director, Scott Unash.
And we welcome you to Wells Fargo Arena here in downtown Des Moines as our coverage of the 2020 Girls State Basketball Tournament continues on this Thursday morning. 5A semifinals getting underway and the semifinal round getting underway in earnest as we've got a dandy pair of games in Class 5A. Our game here today pits number 2 seeded, number 2 rated Iowa City High taking on number 3 rated and number 3 seeded the Johnston Dragons. And welcome in to Breakfast in Des Moines. Scott Unash, Eric Peterson, courtside here at the Well. Our high school basketball coverage, as always, presented by Hills Bank. Check them out online at hillsbank.com. Connection is here. Much anticipated pair of games here this morning, starting with City High and Johnston. Eric, should be a good one. All kinds of talent. 6 Division I players are going to be in amongst the starting 10. This should be a really fun atmosphere and a fun basketball game.
Well, it should be. And you know, when you get to the semifinals, you know, they're going to be great contests. Just watching the different teams. I was fortunate enough to be here Monday and being able to watch all 4 of the 5A games. And Johnston, a really strong team and good on the perimeter with McDermott. Good inside with Kendall Nita. Again, they're a really good team. City High, again, a good start to their tournament. Got off to a really quick start against Prairie, and Prairie made a good run on them, but then they kind of held them at arm's length the rest of that ball game.
Really did, and yes, City High beating Prairie, and Johnston coming away with a tough win in that 4-5 game against another CIML team, the Southeast Polk Rams. Johnston 22-2 out of the CIML. Johnston was the Central Division champions under Coach Chad Chillick, making their 6th straight appearance, which is the longest streak in Class 5A girls basketball. City High, of course, out of the Mississippi Valley Conference. City High was the champion of the Mississippi Valley Conference, Mississippi Division. 11th overall for Bill McTaggart and the Little Hawks, and they are making their 4th straight appearance. So veterans, people that have played under the bright lights here in Des Moines, that's no problem. Just throw the basketball up and see made the best team win.
Well, and the routine for 5A is so different for the kids. You know, twice in a row now, City High's had that 10 a.m. ball game, and that's just unusual. But, again, that's where if you've been coming to state for a number of years, you kind of find out what works, doesn't work. City High, my understanding, was left about noon yesterday, came into Des Moines, had a workout at one of the area high schools, and then stayed in a hotel nearby so they didn't have to get up early to travel. So, again, that's their routine. So, again, both teams should be ready to go.
City High, mentioned 23-1, of course, led by their 3 Division I signees. Kelsey Aubrey Jones make that. I think Kelsey probably will.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's probably more than just by the end of some of these kids' careers, there'll be a few more going off to play college basketball.
Aubrey Jones headed to Iowa State. Rose Nakumu headed to Marquette. Paige Rocca headed to Missouri State. And for Johnston, they have 3 Division I players, led by Maya McDermott. She makes this team go, the 5'5 point guard. She's going to be headed to UNI, a 4-year starter, averaging 18 points per ball game. But then they've got 2 players on the interior that City High is going to have to really mark. And they are one is very physical, and that's Kendall Need, headed to the Wisconsin-Milwaukee, a 5'11 player, 18.6 a game. She is not afraid to mix it up inside. And then they've got Maddie Mock, 6-foot post, who's going to be playing with Mallory McDermott of Prairie at Western Illinois. 6-foot, only averaging 5 points a game, but pulls down 8.5 rebounds, and she's very long and very good defensively. So We'll see. City High is going to have to get another fantastic game today from Ella Cook inside.
Well, matchups will be so important. And again, it'll be interesting. I assume Rose Nakumu will be on McDermott, and that could be one of the best matchups of the entire tournament. You know, City High seems to either want to play man-to-man or some half-court trap. The first game, or most of the games I've seen them, they play a lot more man, and usually Nakuma guards the other team's best player as they're not a post. And but again, teams that have two post players, sometimes, again, that presents some troubles, because that usually means Aubrey Jones has to guard that second post. Cook will guard one of them. And, again, you always hope that Aubrey can stay out of foul trouble if she has to guard a post.
Yeah, that's the big story. Whichever team stays out of foul trouble, I think, is going to be a big, big favorite in this one. And City High also is going to need a big game. Evian Richardson off the bench is going to have to play some key minutes today, I think.
Well, Evian is the second-leading rebounder for City High. She led the team for a while, but as the tournaments have progressed, Ella Cook's taken over the rebounding lead. And again, they're going to need maybe four players in the post. Kelsey Jones, actually, I think maybe is an inch taller than her sister Aubrey, although not quite the experience. So, you know, that's kind of the City size, but it's 5'10", 5'9", 5'11 size, not 6'1 size. So,
and as we mentioned, 6'1", and then also very, very physical when you talk about Kendall Need in the middle for the Johnston Dragons. These two teams, veterans, as we mentioned, making it down to Des Moines and the state tournament. First of all, hats off. City High again, you know, over the years have not brought a whole lot of people, but a lot of students here.
Yeah, it looks like, again, the student section pretty much from the front to the back is filling in. Again, Johnston kids were here early.
Yes, they were.
As we were getting set up, they had almost filled their section already.
City High band here today as well. City High parents and also supporters and boosters on the other side as well. But no matter how many you bring, you're going to be outgunned by Des Moines school.
It always is going to feel a little bit like you know, the Des Moines area schools have the home court advantage. It's just a little easier, usually a little bigger crowd. And so, again, it is a little bit like you're playing a road game, obviously.
Sort of like the Rose Bowl.
Yeah,
with the Big Ten.
The Pac-10 or Pac-12 now out there. Yeah. Although, again, the kids are used to that now after the 4 years. I laughed as the City High, you can come on the court, at least for this first game, 30 minutes before tip-off, and City High did come out just to do a little bit, and a cascade of boos from the Johnston student section. You just kind of saw the girls chuckling and elbowing one another and things. So, again, something they've certainly experienced before.
Going to have the introduction of the starting lineups and the reserves, and we will have the national anthem being sung as well. We will have that from a group from Mount Pleasant. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. As you're listening to coverage of the girls' state basketball tournament here on KGYM 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash and Eric Peterson with you. More basketball coming up later today as we've got a 4A state semifinal. It'll be number one North Scott taking on number five rated Center Point Urbana. We'll have that one on 107.5 FM as well as the Jim OT stream. That will be later on today at about 4:45 right in that area. Let's go ahead and give you the starting lineups for these two squads. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, that'll be the Johnston Dragons, 22-2, number three rated in Class 5A. Johnston making their sixth straight appearance here at the state tournament. They were the champions of the CIML Central Division. They will go with this lineup. At one forward, it'll be number 14, Kinsey Jellick. She is a 5'10 junior, daughter of the head coach, averaging 5 points a ball game. Good three-point shooter, doesn't take a lot, but she's 48% from beyond the arc. Also at a forward, number 30, Kendall Need, the 5'11 senior, headed to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, averaging 18.6 points a game and nearly 5 boards a game. The center is number 40, Maddie Mock. 6 feet even, and a senior. Mock headed to Western Illinois next year. 5 points, but 8.5 rebounds per game. And then the guards. It'll be number two, Maya McDermott. 5'5 senior, 4-year starter for the Dragons. She'll play at UNI next year. averaging 18 points a game, along with four rebounds. McDermott, a 47% free throw shooter, and a 5-5 is shooting 52% from the field. And also at the second guard, you cannot forget about her, number 20, Anna Gosling, a 5-5 sophomore. And Gosling averaging 9.7 points a game, but maybe more importantly for Johnston, 88% from the free throw line. Johnston's guards are all terrific free throw shooters. In fact, they're starting five. The worst is 66%.
Well, that's why just looking at some of the season stats, City High averages 72 points a ball game. Johnston 67, almost 68 points. Field goal percentage, Johnston above 50%, 51.2. City High 44.3%. Three-point shooting, City High a little better, 38.2% to Johnston's 34.2. As team free throws are about identical, 71.5 for City High, or 71 even for City High, 71.5. But again, if the team has to foul late, again, that could be trouble, especially if Johnston keeps it in the guards' possession.
Head coach for the Johnston Dragons is Chad Chillick. For Iowa City High, the Mississippi Valley Conference, Mississippi Division champions at 23-1, rated second in the state in 5A. Their usual starting five, it'll be Kelsey Jones, the 5'10 freshman. She'll be at one forward. Jones averaging 10.8 a game, 39 made threes on the year. Big sister Aubrey Jones, number 23, 5'9 and a senior, and at Iowa State next year, 20.1 points a game, 57 made threes on the year. The center is number 20, Ella Cook, 5'11 junior, 5.3 points, 6.5 rebounds a game, coming off a terrific game against Prairie in the quarters. And the guards will be number 3, Rose Nakumu, 5'9 and a senior, 14.3 a game, but a terrific defender. She'll pick up Maya McDermott, and she's headed to play at Marquette next year. Number 22, Paige Rocca, 5'10 senior. Rocca headed to Missouri State next year, 10.6 a game, 50 made threes on the year. The head coach for the Little Hawks at Iowa City High is Phil McTaggart. City High in the home whites with the red and black trim. City High in cursive across the front. The gray striping down the side. The Johnston Dragons in their traveling black uniforms with the white numbers, white letters, Johnston across the front, and the purple and the gold trim. Our officials today are Chad Slagle, Jared Ray, and Rich Collison. Those are your officials as assigned by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. And right now we've got the color guard from Winterset, Iowa on the floor presenting the colors. And we will have our national anthem performed by Mount Pleasant High School coming up here in just a moment or two. We'll throw it to the public address.
Now, the singing of our national anthem, performed today by Mount Pleasant High School under the direction of Marlene DePriest. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Performed by a small group from Mount Pleasant High School as they are out on the floor, and they will have the honor guard from Winterset, Iowa, who's been doing this for many years. I remember growing up and seeing those gentlemen from Madison County out there. So good to see them here at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. And we will get to action coming up here. First up two in Class 5A. And you are listening to 106.3 FM KGYM, Iowa City, as City High and Johnston getting ready to go at it. Winner will take on either Waterloo West or the Waukee Warriors. Well, what do you think? A couple things you're looking for.
Well, again, I think the battle between Nkumu and McDermott is just going to be so much fun to watch. Two really good Division I kids. And then City High needs to shoot the ball well. Again, they won't be quite as inside-oriented, although Aubrey Jones likes to take the ball inside. But they're, Johnson has three big kids inside, so we'll see if Jones is able to operate effectively inside.
It'll be Kendall Need to tip it up against Ella Cook. And this 5A semifinal is underway with City High winning the tap. They'll go to the basket to our right, and Nkumu all the way down the lane. Missed the runner, and the rebound to McDermott. Johnston on the run. Up court pass tipped out of bounds by Jones, and it will stay with the Dragons.
Well, City High a little fortunate. Nkumu went to the basket and missed and was down on the floor. And Johnson had the advantage, but City deflected the fast break pass out of bounds, and Johnson has to set their offense.
Both these teams like to score. Here's Gosling with the leaner up good. It'll count the foul off the out-of-bounds play.
Well, Gosling took a right at Paige Rock and went down the lane and made it off the backboard and drew the foul. So a first foul on Rocca.
First on City High and a chance at the three-point play for the sophomore. And like we said, you cannot forget about her. And she is a tremendous free-throw shooter. And it's 3-0 in favor of the Dragons.
Well, looks like Johnson in a man-to-man and McDermott guarding Rose Nkumu.
And it's going to be Jillick on Rocca. They post Nkumu up, goes back door, finds Cook. Leaner, no good. Two layup misses, long up court pass, but thrown away, and City High is going to get the turnover.
Well, that was a nice pass by Nkumu, leads City High in assists, and Cook about a little 2-3-footer, but kind of that tough distance, not a layup. I have to get it up over the rim, and she didn't get it to fall.
Man-to-man, as Eric mentioned, Rocca, little stutter dribble, gets it inside. Aubrey Jones, little runner, and she got fouled on the help coming over. I think they're going to get Natty Mock.
Well, nice job. That was a mid-post move. Jones in kind of a mid-post and just spun and went up strong. And Johnson, again, just not quite straight up and down there. And Jones draws the foul, and she'll shoot two.
They got Kendall Need instead. I thought they'd get it on the lady coming to help, but they did get it on Need, and that is her first. Jones misses the free throw. Aubrey, an 83%er and 1 out of 2 on that trip.
City High not in full court pressure, dropping back to quarter court man.
Going to be tough to pressure McDermott off the high ball screen. Here's a pull up good by Gosling, who's got all five for Johnston.
Well, that's a strong move from the wing, just barely to the lane, and elevates for the jump shot over Rock again.
Kelsey Jones down low. Turn around high, Archer short. Offensive rebound. Aubrey Jones missed it. Got it again. Now spins in the lane. Up good. It'll count the foul, and that is two on Kendall Need. There's foul trouble early, we mentioned.
Well, that, I don't know if it answers my question, but one of the pre-game things, thoughts, was how would Jones be able to do it inside? And twice in a row, she's gone inside.
So we'll see what Johnston will do with one of their terrific inside players with two, and Jones caps off the three-point play. 5-4 lead for Johnston. McDermott, crossover dribble. Mock works it over to Jillick on the near side, and now they got a foul
inside.
Now
that's on Nkumu. Now, I don't know if City High had to switch there or not. That was an odd matchup. Nkumu was on Need there, so they must have had to switch there and trying to muscle her out.
This crew works Western and Central Iowa games as the inbound and another easy layup as City High lost Gosling. Again, this crew will call a lot of fouls.
Well, and you hope at the state tournament they kind of let the kids play. Not that anything that's happened so far hasn't been legit foul call, but
Jones, fall away, won't go. Just inside the free throw line. Rebounded by Mock. Got it to McDermott. Gosling on the head and shoulder fake. To the trailer. City High will drop into the man-to-man. Jillick Passes down low. Nice touch pass to Mock. Can't get it to go. And then crashed the boards. Went over the back of Rocca. Kicked it outside, and Need hits the jumper.
Well, that could have been as odd. You know, again, sometimes what they call and don't call. That time on that rebound, Rocca got knocked to the ground. Johnston player go over the back, but no call. And then off that offensive rebound, Johnston scores. So Johnston 9, City High 4.
Yeah, and City High, yeah, it might have been a foul, but you got to be strong.
Yeah, you've got to be. Again, that's something they usually let go. Ella Cook from 3.
Got it. Right of the key. That's a big 3 for Ella Cook.
Well, and that helps, too. It brings the post defense out and gives Aubrey Jones a little more room inside when she gets the basketball.
Need stutter dribble, takes the left free throw line, backs her way in, jump pass, kick outside. Jillick for 3, front iron, rimming no. Offensive rebound, though, for Johnston. Mock had it blocked, and they're going to get an offensive foul on Maddie Mock on a hook. Interesting.
Well, that's kind of been a point of emphasis when that player kind of wraps their arm around and allows them to spin through the defense there. And the third foul against Johnston here.
2 on Kendall Need and 1 on Maddie Mock. 9-7 here in the early going. Under 5 to play, first quarter, 5A state semifinal. Rocca working on Need. Bounce down low against the double team. Forcing up the shot was Jones. And it was tipped out of bounds by Jillick.
Well, that's kind of what I mean. Jones will keep going inside. She'll get a few shots blocked during the course of a ball game. But, again, her mentality is to keep attacking and again, get some baskets and draw some fouls.
Roseman Kumu gets the pass. Jones on the drive. Spins into the lane. Nice drop-off pass to Cook for the easy layup.
Well, great job again. Jones drew a couple defenders in the lane and just a nice pass to Ella Cook. Cook's 5th point.
Here's McDermott. Reverse layup, no good. They fight for it in the weak side. Rebound, put back, no good by Mock, and the rebound to Kelsey Jones.
Oh, City High fortunate there. Offensive rebound from close in, and not good.
Ball tipped away, picked up by Aubrey out front. We come up on halfway here in the game's first quarter.
Well, City High's fought back to tie the game at 9.
Rocca, cross court to Cook. She'll try it for 3, no good short, and all black shirts around as a rebound to Kendall Need. McDermott to the trailer. Need will pull up from 17, left that short, rebound out deep to Nakumu. 3-on-2 break. Nakumu weaves through traffic all the way, got around McDermott and laid it in.
Well, Nakumu can go length of the floor as well as anyone, and nice finish there. City High their first lead.
11-9 in favor of the Little Hawks. Maddie Mock turns in the corner. Nice whip pass down low, and a foul called on the turnaround, and that will send Kendall Need to the free throw line. And Aubrey Jones will get the foul, her first.
Well, 3 team fouls apiece for each squad.
Pace has been quick, like we thought it would be, as Need hits the first free throw.
Well, you do worry a little bit about, again, Johnston inside. I've got 4 defensive rebounds, 3 offensive rebounds for Johnston. And again, we're just barely not quite 5 minutes into the ball game.
Need is 71% and bangs home a pair. High school basketball presented by Hills Bank this morning. Connection is here.
Evian Richardson in the lineup for City High.
Zoe Buchan will come in. Sophomore 5'4", averaging 3 points a ball game for Johnston. As the Dragons go to the bench, driving a kick outside, Jones follow away 3 short, but tipped out deep, picked up by Aubrey. On the drive, her runner rimming no. Rebound loose underneath, goes out of bounds, going to be Johnston ball as she was in there tangled with Emma Hampton, a 5'11 freshman off the bench for the Dragons.
Well, get a good look from 3, a long rebound, maybe a little bit forced from the lane. Then battling, almost had the second offensive rebound, but just couldn't control it and went out of bounds.
11-11 ball game. Hand back to McDermott.
Nakumu needs to be careful.
Step back, 3-pointer short by McDermott. The rebound out of there to Aubrey Jones. Kelsey on the bench right now for Richardson. Nakuma bringing it up with the right hand. Hand back, Rocca. Couple head and shoulder fakes. And City High will get into the offense.
I have time to take a breath here. First time, really, there's been a little slowdown in play.
Johnston, 4 of 10 early. City High, 4 of 13 here in the early going.
Now, no movement from City High to get the offense started.
Here's Jones. Spins right of the lane. Falls down. Lost the ball. And it's going to stay with City High. They're going to say it was blocked by Hampton.
That's kind of what you've seen a lot, especially as the quality of competition has gone up and the size has gone up. Aubrey Jones trying to take the ball inside, and sometimes, again, against size, there again, probably the second time she's got the shot blocked.
Inbound, and Nukumu was fouled, and I think McDermott got that one. Both teams are getting open on out-of-bounds plays, and that will be the fourth team foul against the Johnston Dragons. And Nukumu to the free throw line for City as the first one swished through. 80% foul shooter is Rose.
Well, it's odd. Rose still working on three-point shots. She'll take a few, but not an outstanding three-point shooter, but very good from the free throw line.
Got them both. City High up by two at 13-11 as Hampton, or make that Jillick, will go out and Mock back in for the Dragons.
And we'll see City High usually goes with Richardson and then kind of subs through some of the other players to give everyone just a short breather during the course of a quarter.
Another freshman in there for Johnston, Maddie Nolk. McDermott a drive, kicks to the Gosling. Nice no-look pass underneath. Layup good. It'll count the foul. Head, shoulder, fake, and Mock got Ella Cook in the air.
Well, that's a tough one there. You almost got to let that one go. She's going to score that basket regardless. And Cook a little off balance and or kind of a reach at the basketball, and now her first foul.
She'll leave for Kelsey Jones.
Well, and this is where City High goes awful small here with Cook on the bench.
Against a big team as Mock completes the three-point play.
Al Johnson in the lead here, 14-13, 2:10 left here in the first quarter.
City High will walk it up. Kelsey Jones, Aubrey Jones, Evian Richardson, Rocca, and Nukumu. City High's got to get Paige going. She had 3 points only in the quarterfinal. Here's a three for Kelsey Jones coming off the screen on the right wing.
Well, nice set play for Kelsey, and the defense was just late getting out on her, and backdoor cut for Johnson.
Noel had her shot blocked out of bounds. Good defense by Kelsey Jones.
Good job staying straight up and down there.
Two of the higher scoring teams in Class 5A. City High over 70 points, Johnston in the high 60s, so we're going to see some points today. McDermott, right point out front. Goes crossover. They clear it out for her. Drives on Nukumu. Double pump runner, no. And the rebound to Aubrey Jones. Here comes City High into the forward court. Jones to Nukumu. They isolate her right side. On the drive and kick. Rocca for three. Got it.
Well, that's a big play again. That's Nukumu, though. Penetration down the middle of the lane and kicks the ball out.
And a travel on McDermott as she tried to leave it for the trailer.
Well, City High has hit their last 2 3-point shots. So, again, the biggest lead of the ball game, 19-14, City High.
Jillick will come out of the Johnston lineup. And coming back in for the Dragons will be Zoe Buckman. 19-14 coming up on a minute to play here in a high-paced first quarter. Pass inside, tipped away, stolen. No, got it to McDermott, and then she got fouled from behind by Richardson.
That's where McDermott going kind of full speed down the court, slowed a little bit. Richardson trailing, couldn't put the brakes on and ran her over. You can hear the reaction behind us from the Johnston students.
Everybody's all right, though.
Yep.
And the Dragons will bring it up under a minute to play here in the game's first quarter. Drop-off pass. Follow-away jumper won't go by Mock and missed everything. And the rebound to Jones. She'll leave it for Nukumu. We'll see what City High does here. Holding the ball for 40 seconds is not in the City High playbook.
No, three-pointer by Rocca. Little strong.
And they didn't hold it for 40 seconds. And it's not in Johnston's playbook either to hold it for 30. McDermott, stutter dribble, brings it back out, drives on Nukumu all the way into the lane and scores. That's a tough, strong take. First two for Maya McDermott.
Well, now we'll see with 20 seconds left if City High, now Coach McTaggart does have one finger up.
19-16, City High will spread it here. They'll bring Jones. Aubrey up high. Set that high ball screen. Kick to Rocca. Comes off the screen. Rocca, pull up. Free throw line. Jumper in and out. Back in again at the horn. Five in the quarter for Rocca. And a good start for the Little Hawks. After one, Iowa City High 21, Johnston 16. Back of the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to the Girls State Basketball Tournament here on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Who does Hertin and Stocker appreciate? You. They want to recognize your family for supporting high school sports. From getting students to practice on time, to serving concessions, to showing your spirit in the stands. And when you want to show your appreciation, just find the right something at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. A watch, diamond stud earrings, colored stone rings, even custom jewelry to match your team colors. Show who you appreciate with a gift from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio, KGYM.
Thanks to our presenting sponsor, Hills Bank. High school basketball presented by Hills Bank. Check them out online at hillsbank.com. Connection is here. First quarter shooting, City High was 41%. Eric, 7 of 17. Johnston, 6 of 15. And the Dragons, 40%. And both teams hitting late in that first quarter. Here's McDermott, left open, top of the key, three, short, front iron, rebound to Nakumu. Rose on the run, stops, right free throw line, extended, kick out to a wide open, Jones, three, front iron, no, Richardson battling for the rebound, but had a foot on the baseline.
Well, good job by Richardson battling for the rebound. Kelsey Jones had a good look, as McDermott at the other end. McDermott's was about the NBA three-point line. Kelsey's just a little outside. Both of them confident in their shot, but unable to get him to go down.
McDermott, Jillick, Gosling, Need, and Mock. So back to the starting five for the Dragons. McDermott to Gosling, coming off the high ball screen, works it to Need. They'll clear it out for it. Drives baseline, pull up from 10, no in the line driver. Rebound flipped out to Rocca. Need, they could have got her there going over the back. Jones right wing, using the Nakumu screen, gets it to Aubrey. Little runner from 10, missed everything, and the rebound to McDermott. McDermott seems to just be everywhere. Gosling will pull up her 15-footer. That's short. Another offensive board for the Dragons, as Maddie Mock kept it alive. 21-16, City High by five. Need. Crossover dribble. Takes it into the lane. Forces up the shot. Short. And a rebound to Cook. And they did get a touch foul. And that is three on Kendall Need.
Well, that little frustration, she had a pretty good look at the basket. City High did a nice job of defending and not fouling, and going after the rebound, her third foul. So I doubt if we'll see her the rest of the 6:43 of the second quarter here.
City High is going to take a timeout. Full timeout, we'll take it too. 6:43 to play here in the first half. City High 21, Johnston 16. Back in a minute on KGYM.
Who does Hertin and Stocker appreciate? You. They want to recognize your family for supporting high school sports. From getting students to practice on time, to serving concessions, to showing your spirit in the stands. And when you want to show your appreciation, just find the right something at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. A watch, diamond stud earrings, colored stone rings, even custom jewelry to match your team colors. Show who you appreciate with a gift from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Sports talk from local guys. The Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 4. Heard on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. And the new Gym OT on 107.5 FM. They're in your ears and under your skin. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Weekday afternoons from 4 to 6. Heard on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. And the new Gym OT on 107.5 FM. Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Hey, to our friends at Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers as well on the Ped Mall in Iowa City for coming aboard here today. 21-16 lead for Iowa City High. Little Hawks with the basketball. Ella Cook back into the ballgame for Richardson on the hand back to Aubrey Jones. Aubrey, crossover dribble, drives on Gosling. City High being a little bit more patient. Nukumu backing her way in. No look bounce down low to Richardson. Good ball movement to Nukumu. Three is going to be short. And a rebound to Johnston.
Well, Rose, like I said, not an outstanding three-point shooter. Probably the one part of her game she needs to improve on.
Gosling pull up three, left wing, no. Rebounded by Aubrey Jones.
Aubrey Jones doing a nice job. Again, not the biggest player down there, maybe 5'9", but doing a nice job on the boards.
Winner gets Waterloo West or Waukee in the state championship tomorrow. Hand back to Jones. Runner, no. Off the back iron. Rebound, Maya McDermott. Johnston on the run into the front court. Under six to play. Nice crossover.
Oh, there's a second foul on Nukumu.
You saw that coming.
Yeah, you did. And again, that's now a decision for Coach McTaggart. 5:42 left in this quarter. Nukumu with two fouls. And again, we talk about that matchup, and I think that's a good call on the part of the official there. Nukumu and the official visiting a little bit, but Nukumu rode her a little bit as she went down the lane. And
didn't need to do it.
No. Now, Nukumu, although Rocca at the scorer's table, but again, didn't get her there before ball went in play.
Nola kick outside, and now she's going to take the three and hits for the freshman.
Well, that looked like a tough shot, hand in her face, but again, a big three. That gets Johnson within two, 21-19.
Each team with a starter and foul difficulty. Need on the bench with three for Johnston. Nukumu on the floor with two for City High. Cook to Richardson.
City High, they run an offense that, to me, reminds me, we used to call flex in our day.
Jones, turnaround three, missed it. Back iron and the rebound to McDermott.
City High going a little cold from the three-point line. I think that's either three or four in a row they've missed.
Three out of nine. Nolk for another three. The freshman hits back-to-back triples.
Well, this is huge with Need on the bench. Nolk comes in and hits two threes, and that puts Johnson up 22-21.
City High looking for the bucket to retake the lead. Standing dribble, Nukumu between the rings out front. They're going to go with the 1-4 look. McDermott playing off of her. Gives it up now to Kelsey Jones. Richardson in the high post. She's going to take the three. Missed it. And the rebound out deep to McDermott. And now Johnston in transition. McDermott driving a kick. Right back it comes. Nolk will try for another three. That one's good again. Three straight for the freshman, who's 15 of 44 coming in.
Well, here when you thought Need going to the bench would create problems for Johnston, instead a sub off the bench has been huge.
Jones, yo-yo dribble up top, working on Gosling, goes crossover. Spins, got doubled, finds Richardson. Baseline jumper, missed everything. Nolt the rebound.
City High really has gone cold here in the second quarter.
McDermott, hand back to Gosling. High post. They work it. Now down low. Nolk, a little turnaround. No good. Out of bounds it goes. It'll stay with Johnston.
Well, that was odd. It looked like it was knocked out of Richardson's hands by Johnston, but the officials give it to Johnston out of bounds. City High here at the 3:38 mark has not scored in this quarter. Stuck on 21.
Johnston with the 9-0 run in the first four plus. Looking, and Mock finally gets it in to Jellick, who's back into the game. Fakes the handoff, circles left with it, outside the arc. Maddie Mock on the drive, and she got bumped before
the
shot.
Floor. Boy, that's close to being a three-point play there.
Surprised it wasn't.
Yeah, Coach Jellick shaking his head with a huge smile, thinking that could have been a three-point play.
It is a 1-1, though. That's team foul number 7 on the Little Hawks. And that will send Maddie Mock to the free throw line for Johnston.
Well, 9 points for Johnston this quarter, all by Nolik. And again, now finally Mock. Now hold it. She was running away from the free throw line thinking it was they counted the basket.
They had to tell her no.
Back to the line here and shoot the second of the 1-1.
Second one on the way. That one no good. And Cook got the rebound for City. Little Hawks suddenly down by five. High catch made by Rocca, goes baseline, reverses it up, No, left it short. Looked like it was going in and just danced off the iron. And Johnson getting all the rebounds here in the second quarter. McDermott drives in, jump pass tip, loose on the floor, Rocket diving for it.
Jump ball, looks like City High possession.
Boy, good hustle by Paige Rocket.
Yeah, Paige, again, plays with a little chip on her shoulder. She gets after it and again, went down on the floor and got the jump ball. Boy, City High just needs the ball to go in the basket here. They've had some pretty good looks, just unable to get it to go in.
7 of 25 now for the game, 28% for the Little Hawks, and 0 for the quarter. Rocca circles free throw line, pull up, good, banked it in.
Well, that's big for City High, just to break the ice here and get the lid off the bucket. Now, City High continuing with Nakumu on the floor. She's not gone to the bench, and again, she's guarding McDermott.
McDermott, nice Euro step down the lane and scores.
And you wonder if that's Nakumu maybe playing a little soft with the two fouls.
28-23. City High with their starters. Cook steps out and hits the triple from the right side.
That's her second three-pointer. 8 points for the first half for Ella Cook.
Cook picking up where she left off in the Prairie game. 28-26, Johnson lead at two. Noel can't get the runner to go, and the rebound to Kelsey Jones. Here comes City High, looking to tie or take the lead with the three ball. 2 minutes to play in a very entertaining first half here in Des Moines. Nakumu, stutter dribble behind the screen. Drives, kicks it back. Jones open, three, ring it up.
Well, again, good response by City High here, and now they take a one-point lead.
Now Johnston with a 30-second timeout with a minute 52 to play in the first half. As City High back up by one after Johnston took a four-point lead.
Well, those are huge answers. Rocca's basket, the bank shot from the middle of the lane. And
I think she meant to do it,
I think, yeah, she gets there and tends to use the board, and then a big three by Cook. And again, we mentioned it in the pregame, Cook can shoot it from out there, decent percentage, and has made two big ones. And then Aubrey Jones, after setting a screen, just a screen and pop, and getting the ball back and hitting that three. So, again, a huge response from City High here in just the last three possessions.
City High on an 8-3 mini run here, forced the 30-second Johnston timeout. Nolk will throw it in to McDermott. Jillick in there.
Now they switched, now have Aubrey Jones on McDermott.
Allie Hart, a 5'11 junior, into the ballgame now for Johnston. And City High extending that defense.
Yeah, no, excuse me, they've gone 1-3-1 trap.
Ooh, McDermott might have got away with a double dribble, but kicked it out of bounds anyway.
Well, that was McDermott got through the first trap and then kind of got to the second, and I think it was Paige Rock who got a hand on the basketball. It deflected off of McDermott out of bounds.
Buchan coming back in for Johnston. 29-28, City High on top. Little Hawks with the basketball. Bold pass left of the lane. Jones gets doubled. Shovels it to Cook, and before the shot, foul or walk?
Okay, I was curious there.
Foul.
Nice pass there inside. Now, that's only the 16th foul and was not in the act of shooting, so City High will inbounds and under their own basket.
Molly Nolk will get the foul, her first. And City High will inbound, minute 20 to play, first half. Jones, stop and go, dribble, got doubled, had it swatted away and stolen. It's only the second Little Hawk turnover in the first half, though. Stop and go, dribble to the corner. Jillick puts it on the floor, drives baseline, got bumped, nothing called that way. And Johnston with the rebound, and now they got Rock on a reach out front.
Well, that'll be Rock's second foul, I believe.
Yep.
So, again, important to get through the last minute and 1 second with nobody picking up another foul, or at least not Rocca and not Nakumu here.
So, Ibukin on the line as Richardson will come in.
Yeah. And it's not odd. They make sense to me. They sub for Rocca there, not wanting to get her third. But Nakumu, defense, assists, floor generalship, you just are reluctant to take her off the floor.
Ibukin got the first. One more coming up. Averaging 3.2 points off the bench, a 61% foul shooter for the Dragons.
Well, that's one of the things I think you talk about as coaching staff is there's going to be runs during a state tournament. Johnson kind of survived the City High run. Now City High trying to survive a Johnston run.
30-29. City High down one with the basketball. 54 seconds to play. Here's Cook. Right side for another three. Dips in and out. Offensive rebound. Up and in by Aubrey Jones. Came out of nowhere to spun it off the glass for two.
Tough angle. I didn't think that was going to go down, but hung on the rim and went in.
31-30. Knoll, who's hit three threes, the freshman off the bench here in the second quarter. See if Johnson goes 4-1. Kukin out front. Hits it to Knoll. Crossover on Richardson. I think they are going to go for the last shot.
Now we're inside of 20 seconds here.
Ooh, and Jones nearly got a steal.
Oh, Nakumu needs to be careful.
Oh, and Jones tipped it on the wing pass, but couldn't save it. It's out of bounds to the Dragons.
Well, 11.1 seconds left. Now, again, McDermott had been on the bench. Now she comes back in. And,
oh, and they're going to bring Need in, too.
Need back in also. Again, 11 seconds left. You're on offense here. So, trying to get your scores back in. Again, make sure you talk to him about maybe a pull-up jump shot, not maybe going to the basket with you put the hands of a block charge call. Andy Westlake in the game as well for City High. Nakumu goes out.
With those two fouls. I'd say, Bill McTaggart, if Need comes at you, act like you got hit by a Mack truck. Try to pick up that foul. Need over to Gosling. Left wing three. Got it at the horn. Extra pass, and Johnson got the three from Anna Gosling at the buzzer. Good first half. 5A girls basketball here in Des Moines. Our score at the break, Johnston 33, Iowa City High 31. We'll take a two-minute break, come back to Des Moines, and talk halftime with you after this. You're listening to coverage of the girls' state basketball tournament presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Who does Hertin and Stocker appreciate? You. They want to recognize your family for supporting high school sports. From getting students to practice on time, to serving concessions, to showing your spirit in the stands. And when you want to show your appreciation, just find the right something at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. A watch, diamond stud earrings, colored stone rings, even custom jewelry to match your team colors. Show who you appreciate with a gift from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
There's an app to save on flights. An app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. And a terrific first half of basketball in this 5A semifinal number one, as it is Johnston on the basis of the Anna Gosling three at the horn, leading the City High Little Hawks 33-31. This was a close first half pretty much the entire way. Each team had their runs, but two very, very good teams and two very, very similar teams, and Very talented team.
Well, it was. Again, so even. I think the one place maybe there's a little discrepancy is rebounding. I think Johnson had about 21 rebounds, 7 offensive rebounds, just 16 rebounds for City High. Well-played ball game. As you said, Scott, City High only 2 turnovers in the first half to 5 turnovers for Johnston. So, again, both teams taking care of the basketball. City High, just that one cold stretch, about 5, 6, 7 shots in a row that didn't go in, and then they finally got back in, made 3 quick baskets. But, boy, that big basket by Gosling at the end of the quarter. And then Molly Nolak again, 3 threes during that huge run. And again, that's a ninth grader coming off the bench to spark Johnston.
Yeah, I tell you what, everything pretty much even, Steven, as far as that first half is concerned. Stat-wise on the floor, just up and down. The first half scoring, Anna Gosling leading the way for Johnston, the guard, averaging 9.7. She's got 10 already. In that first half of play, including that 3 at the horn, 4 field goals, and a free throw for Anna Gosling. 9 off the bench, Molly Nolak, 3 threes all in a row, and that's when Johnson made the big run in the second quarter to go down from down 4, or down 5, to up 4 at that point. 4 points for Kendall Need, but she's got 3 fouls. Maddie Mock with 4. Maya McDermott held to 4 by Rose Nakumu, who had a very good defensive first half, and Zoe Buchan with 2. For City High, we'll give you their scoring here. Little Hawks being led by Aubrey Jones with 9 points, including a 3-pointer, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Ella Cook with another good first half. She's got 7. Paige Rocca had 7 in the first half of play. 4 for Rose Nakumu, but Rose has 2 fouls. Rocca has 2 fouls. And Kelsey Jones with the 3-pointer and 3. Bench scoring is 11-0 right now. Johnson leading that particular category. Turnovers, Dragons with 5, City High with only 2. So City playing a good floor game.
Well, they are. And, again, just the late 3-pointers by Johnson. Again, good play off the bench. City High doesn't – I mean, Richardson has played certainly well for spurts of – can score, but again, 0 for 2 from the field. Andy Westlake got just a few, like maybe a minute there at the end of the first half when they took Nakumu out, not wanting to have her pick up that third foul. And, you know, momentum's a funny thing. A basket at the end of the half, especially where you take the lead, that's big. But, you know, both these teams, so much experience, whether it be high school basketball, AAU basketball. You can tell these kids know each other across the state now. You know, with the AAU basketball and summer basketball, you can even tell in the introductions, a lot of them, you know, you can tell just the way they acknowledge
each
other.
Probably play with one
another. Yeah, that they've either played together or played against each other during the summer. And, you know, it creates a great competitive atmosphere, but, again, kind of a neat atmosphere as well, mutual respect between the players. And I'm sure there's some friendships there, and just a neat, neat to watch.
First half shooting, City High, 11 of 30, 37%. 5 of 13, 39% from beyond the three-point arc. 4 out of 5 and 80% from the stripe. For Johnston, only 10 of 37, 37%. 3 of 7, 43% from three-point range. And 7 of 8, Johnston made more free throws than City High attempted. Dragons, 88% in that first half of play. Johnston out-rebounded City High by 5. There, and I think with the 7 offensive rebounds that Johnston got, they shot 37%. They've got one of their stars with 3, and they're leading by 2. I think that Coach Gillick's got to be pretty happy in the locker room.
You know, he does. Again, City High usually turns teams over quite a bit, and again, Johnston, although again, more turnovers than City High, you know, boy, if they get through a game with 10 turnovers against City High, that's a pretty good offensive effort. So, you know, again, I think getting off to a solid start here in the second half, important, and keeping key players out of foul trouble.
And the other stats, points in the paint, City High actually leading that 12 to 10. Points off turnovers, City High 5, Johnston 2. Second chance points, City High leading that 7 to 5, and only 2 fast break points in the game. 2-0 City High leads. That score was tied 4 times. We had 8 lead changes in that first half of play.
Well, and that speaks to how competitive the ball game was to have that many lead changes. So, you know, both teams, again, although I kind of expect this at State, the shooting percentage is down just a little bit, but I think that's partly because just the quality of the opponent, it's going to be a little tougher to score. So instead of shooting the mid to upper 40% from the field, you see a little more 40%. One thing I'd be wary of if I was City High, watching the first tournament game for Johnston, McDermott had a solid first half, but again, sometimes big players really take it upon themselves in the second half, and McDermott certainly did that against Southeast Polk. And so again, Nakumu and City High will have to make sure they keep McDermott in check.
Both these teams have won state championships, as City High winning it in 2008 over Cedar Rapids, Washington, in that thriller with the steal at the end, 48-46. And Johnston, of course, no stranger to the state tournament, as the Dragons making their 6th straight appearance. And I do beg your pardon, Johnston has not won a state championship as of yet. So Coach Gillick and the Dragons would like to get that taken care of. Here at the break, though, it's a good one. City High down to 33-31 to the Johnston Dragons. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back to Des Moines after this. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Napa know-how.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Most ads interrupt your music with dialogue. This ad interrupts it with more music, and that's marginally better. Thanks, Giant Snickers Hole.
I think that we have a lot of people have this romanticized idea of what the Knicks as a franchise are. If you're ever going to realize that we got to turn the corner, you got to be honest with yourself, right? They haven't been that thing for a long, long,
yeah,
long,
73,
long,
by
73, yeah.
So.
Phil Jackson was playing. The guy calling the games, Clyde Frazier, was playing. That's how long it's been since the Knicks have been whatever so many New York fans think they are.
Golic and Wingo on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
ESPN Radio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and all of Eastern Iowa. KGYM.
Back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Scott Unash alongside Eric Peterson. As we've got a good one here at the break. City High trails Johnston by 2 at 33-31. More basketball coming up later on. Eric and I will be back at about 4:45 on 107.5 FM, as it'll be the battle between the number 1 and number 4 seeds. Number 1, North Scott, taking on center point Urbana. And that should be a lot of fun. Grace Buffelli and the Lancers going up against Adriana Catcher and Riley Goebel and center point Urbana. But we've got another half here. City High coming out with Raka Cook, the Jones sisters, and Rose Nakumu. And Johnston with their starters, Gillick, Need, Mock, McDermott, and Anna Gosling, and Johnston will have it. Onto the basket to our right courtside here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. City High with the man-to-man. Ooh, coming down off a pick and roll, and Need got wide open for the layup, One of the City High players fell down on a big pick there, Eric.
Well, again, a solid pick and no help defense coming for City High.
Jones, high floater, in and out, no good.
Over the back on Jones. That's Kelsey Jones.
Off the miss, her second. As Mock got the rebound.
Well, again, another thing, again, if Need can stay out of foul trouble, it'll be a different Johnson team with if Need can stay on the floor.
It's a 35-31 Dragon lead. Five in a row here, spanning two halves. Need in the high post, working on Aubrey Chumps. Comes off the pick, works it to Gosling as they work the triangle right to McDermott. She'll turn, start to drive, yo-yos it back against Nakumu. Picks it up and has to throw it out deep to Gosling. It's about the longest Johnson sold the ball today.
Oh, backdoor cut.
And a nice layup McDermott. By McDermott.
Well, again, a quick start by Johnson. First 4 points of the half.
Rocca coming left. Leaves it for Cook behind the screen. Three-pointer too strong. And the rebound to McDermott. Here comes Johnston on the run. They don't have numbers. They'll hand it back to Gosling. Trailer, pull up three, got the roll. 13 for Anna Gosling. And it's a 10-0 run by Johnston.
Well, City High needs an answer. I don't know, Cook hit those couple early threes and hasn't hit another one since. And again, that was awful early in the possession. So
here's a follow-away three up and good by Aubrey Jones over Gosling.
Well, City High needed an answer, and Aubrey Jones connects.
That was a tough shot.
Yeah, that was a deep three.
With a hand in her face from Gosling, the sophomore. 40-35, Johnston by six. Jelic got the clear out. Now comes off the ball screen.
Bump out high that the officials let him play through.
Here's Mock working on Ella Cook. Goes back door. Need on the drive all the way in, and a blocking foul called on Kelsey. That's her third.
Yeah, two quick fouls for Kelsey Jones here. So now Coach McTaggart in a situation here.
Going to go with Richardson.
Well, that takes away a solid three-point threat.
Yeah, it's a free throw up and good. Talked it over with his assistants over there before he made the move.
Well, we'll see how long. And maybe this is just, again, you start your substitution rotation a little earlier in the quarter here. Again, Coach McTaggart often in the regular season keeps kids on the floor where some kids maybe or some coaches maybe wouldn't. So we'll see how what he does here.
They get an inside to Richardson, a delayed break, misses, put back, no good on the follow away by Aubrey Jones.
Well, Aubrey had a good rebound and a really good look, unusual for her to miss that shot.
And then Gosling all the way down the lane and scores, and well, I think Bill McTaggart's seen enough.
Gosling averages 9.5 a ball game, and she's having a huge, huge night or morning here for the sophomore.
Full timeout, we'll take it, 5:39 to play. Here in the third, Johnston's biggest lead of the morning, 44-34 over City. Back in a minute on KGYM.
Who does Hurtin and Stocker appreciate? You. They want to recognize your family for supporting high school sports. From getting students to practice on time, to serving concessions, to showing your spirit in the stands. And when you want to show your appreciation, just find the right something at Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers. A watch, diamond stud earrings, colored stone rings, even custom jewelry to match your team colors. Show who you appreciate with a gift from Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
ESPN Radio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and all of Eastern Iowa. KGYM.
14-3 run overall, 11-3 in the half. City High, it's gut check time right now.
It is. Again, they probably haven't been down 10 all year, and again, against this quality of competition.
Off the clear out. Jones crossover dribble working on Gosling. Pulls it back out. Going to have to go cross court, and McDermott tipped it, and City High lucky to keep it. Cook drives. Little floater, no good. And the rebound to Gillick.
Well, not a real good possession for City High. Cook, a tough shot, kind of off balance, going to the basket. Not something, oh, easy basket.
Yeah, need from McDermott. Right now, City High's defense, Johnson has made a little bit of a change at the half. They're doing a lot more back cutting back door, and City High hasn't adjusted yet.
And City High, there's been times where they've struggled running their offense or getting into their offense.
They leave Richardson open.
Wide open at the three, and that gives help if Jones puts it on the floor. There she puts it on the floor. Step back three.
Left it short, but tip back to Aubrey. Her leaner good off the glass. Contact play on as she ran through Maddie Mock.
Now Aubrey Jones, all five of City High's points here in this third quarter.
46 as we come up on halfway here in the third. High lob pass, almost stolen. Gosling gets
it. Nice pass.
And a layup good. It'll count a foul. There's another back cut, Eric.
Yep, well, almost a steal, and that got City High out of position. So actually tough. They had to rotate out, and they got to the ball, but then that left Mock wide open for an easy basket, and again a chance for a three-point play.
Free throw in and out, but Kendall Need flies in and gets the offensive board.
Now Richardson just slow to the ball. McDermott from three.
Missed it badly, and the rebound Ella Cook. Trying to find her that last City High foul was on. And might have been on Ella Cook, and it was. Jab step, 48-36. Rocket drives, kicks it out to Nakumu. Rose, a deep three, and buried it almost NBA range.
Well, big shot for Rose. Oh, boy, and Need gets the floor. Richardson slow getting back. Again, that's a matchup, and she's got to know where Need is at, and that's 8 points for Need this quarter.
50-39, City High down by 11. Jones coming off the screen, pull up from 15, swish through from the free throw line for Aubrey.
7 points for Jones this quarter, trying to keep City in the ball game.
Gillick going baseline all the way, missed it, rebound and a
that's
push.
That's against 40 there, that's against Mock there. Jones kind of doing it all. That time was in position to get the defensive rebound, and again, Mock a little push in the back.
And Richardson's going to have to come out for Kelsey Jones. And nothing against Evian's game. It's just that the two posts for Johnston are quicker.
Yeah. And be honest, with one time, you just got to get back on defense. And, again, Nead ran the floor and got out ahead of the pack and had an easy layup.
3 minutes to play. Stutter dribble coming right. Rocket picks it up. Cross court. Nakumu fakes the three. Steps in. Open 17-footer short. Offensive rebound to Kelsey Jones. Back to Rose. She'll try it again, and this one is even shorter and goes out of bounds.
Well, again, the seniors trying to step up for City High. Nakumu hit that first three-pointer of the quarter. Had a good look. Actually, ball faked and that went into two. Missed that. City gets the offensive rebound. Nakumu tries another three, but unable to hit that one.
McDermott walks it up. City High going to extend that pressure a little bit and going to try to trap. McDermott on the drive. Boy. They let her go. It missed the layup, though. Break there for the Little Hawks.
Yeah, because McDermott really split the defense. Not sure who was guarding her at that time. City High lost her between Jones and Nakumu.
Aubrey Fakes steps in. 15-foot floater, no good. Chases down her own rebound, tried to save it in, and got it to Johnston. Here comes Gosling, two on two. Stutter dribble drive. Layup missed, though. And the rebound out of there to City High. And then McDermott, a well-timed steal. She waited, took it away to Gosling. Three-pointer short, rebounded out front. Nakumu, one on three. We'll see what she does. Hands it back. Trailer, Aubrey Jones, pull up three, no. Rebound chased in the corner out of bounds, and it'll go to Johnston.
Well, City High's been somewhat fortunate. Johnston, in the last three possessions, has gotten great looks and hasn't been able to score. It's a 9-point Johnston lead, and they could have stretched it out to 14 or 15 points.
9-point lead, under two to play, third quarter. Here in the 5A semifinals, McDermott stop and go dribble. Leaves it for Mock, drives in, offensive foul. Ran over Kelsey Jones. And that is three on Maddie Mock.
Well, Jones doing a good job of holding her ground. And again, Mock, well put together, solid player in contact, and Jones went to the floor.
She's headed to Western Illinois. going to be a nice inside-outside combination with Mallory McDermott of Prairie, who can really light it up from the perimeter. City High with the basketball, down by 9. Turnaround 3 on the way, rims out for Aubrey. And the rebound to Mock.
Now Aubrey's going to go down shooting again. Has three baskets this quarter, but again, missed her last three shots.
Mock in the high post to Kendall Neen. A couple jab steps as Aubrey Jones comes out on her. Goes crossover, and Johnson's going to run a little time
here. I don't know if they'll actually. Well, again, they may just look to run offense and then back door.
And McDermott breaks down the defense and scores. No help rotating over for City High.
No, and again, went by Rose Nakumu pretty easily there.
Here's Nakumu. Oh, driving in, and they got an offensive foul. That McDermott was moved. We had a good angle.
Yeah, I didn't think she was set there at all. I mean, there was a solid contact there, but McDermott certainly wasn't set. But that being said, we talked about McDermott again in the quarterfinal game, kind of really stepping up her game in the second half, and she's doing that again this morning here, although two baskets, but again, missed a couple, to be honest, pretty easy looks, but has a steal, and we'll see. 55 seconds left in the quarter. Will Johnston hold for the last shot or our first good shot?
Nakumu picks up her third foul, too. That was a big call right there. Back into the ball game. Zoe Buchan, and now we got to reach out.
Boy, that's a touch foul there.
That's three on Rocca.
Boy, it's tough to go out and try to play defense when you're down by 11 if the officials are going to call a touch foul. A Johnson player coming off a screen. Rocca just trailing a little bit, but not much contact there at all. Usually that's a play through.
37 seconds. McDermott turns the corner. Driving a kick outside. Three-pointer. Nola Cup no good. And the rebound to Cook. She hasn't missed many from three tonight, the freshman. Bench has been big for Johnston.
It has in that second quarter.
Rocket of Jones drives baseline. And an off-balance shot, no, but drew the foul.
Well, City High again. Jones taking to the basket with 16.9 seconds left. She'll shoot two.
And that is the second on Maya McDermott. Team foul number three and Aubrey Jones to the free throw line.
Only Jones and Nakumu have scored for City High this quarter.
As the free throw is up and in. As Aubrey Jones, an 83% foul shooter for City High. 52-42, Little Hawks down by 10. And make a 9, switch to both.
Now City High needs a defensive stop. Ooh.
A little bit of pressure. McDermott just going to dribble now through it. High lob pass, catch by Neen. Reverse layup, though, no good. Got her own rebound. Kind of threw a Little Hawk down. And getting up slowly is Aubrey Jones.
Yeah, and I think that it's odd because he had pulled Jones down, but Jones had gotten her arm kind of inside there. Could have called the foul early. So, again, it might have looked one way, but I think the officials got that one right.
Yeah, they did. It was a foul on Aubrey. Inbound with 7 seconds to play. Mock cross court. Baseline drive. Buchan had a block from behind by Kelsey Jones, and that will do it for the quarter. City High needs a comeback if they want to get to the state championship game. After three, Johnston 52, Iowa City High 43. We'll come back with a fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to the Girls State Basketball Tournament here on KGYM.
Who does Hurtin & Stocker appreciate? You. They want to recognize your family for supporting high school sports. From getting students to practice on time, to serving concessions, to showing your spirit in the stands. And when you want to show your appreciation, just find the right something at Hurtin & Stocker Jewelers. A watch, diamond stud earrings, colored stone rings, even custom jewelry to match your team colors. Show who you appreciate with a gift from Hurtin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Scott Unash, Eric Peterson back with you in Des Moines at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Johnston by 9 over City High. They started off the second half, and that's been the difference of this game, Eric, with a 11-3 run to start the third. And City High's got to ratchet up the pressure. They are going to get the ball first.
Again, Johnson only one turnover in that third quarter, 6 for the ball game. So, you know, City High used to being able to turn teams over to create offense, and that's not happened this morning.
33% shooting. That's it for City High, 15 of 45. Johnson, 19 of 44. From the corner, Rocka, 3, and got it. Good start.
Yeah, that's a, if you could script it, that's what you take. I almost thought Ella Cook was going to take a three-pointer, but opted not to.
Close City High has been in a while, down 6.
We'll see how patient Johnston is here.
Gosling had an open 3 and turned it down. Starting 5 back in there for the Dragons. They're going to go spread court here. To Jillick on the baseline, back to Kendall Need up top. Stutter dribble, drives on Jones. And to McDermott. Kumu on her. And Coach Jillick right now just saying, play keep away.
Now I'll be curious. Well, City High gone to the trap here?
There's a bumping foul out front. Aubrey Jones got caught.
Well, we talked about Johnson and their ability to shoot free throws, and that's the 7th foul. So, if you're City High, not what you want to see. Johnson will be probably shooting quite a few free throws here in this last 6:58.
McDermott, 80% from the foul line. 1 in the bonus. Up, missed it, though.
Oh, but then City gives up the offensive
Kendall
rebound.
Kendall Need got the rebound, and it's out of bounds to Johnston.
Oh, you got a very good free throw shooter to miss, and then you just can't get that defensive rebound off the missed free throw.
That is the 10th offensive rebound for Johnston.
There's a turnover.
They threw it away.
Yeah, on the inbounds pass, just a quick hands by City High.
Little Hawks could get back within 3. Jones in the dribble drive, bounce up top, Nakumu. City with their starting 5. To Cook on the baseline, open 15-footer right through for Ella Cook.
Well, that's a Cook shot there, that mid-range baseline jump shot. So, again, City High is now pulled within 4.
52-48, McDermott on the dribble drive. Circles into the corner, gets it back from Jillick. And now she'll turn. She'll take it inside. They let her go, and she scores.
Well, that's where, Cook kind of has to step out a little stronger. McDermott got by the defender and just really allowed to go right up for the layup.
10 for Maya McDermott. Well below her average, but Nakumu has done a pretty good job on her. Here's Cook, right of the circle. Rose in the corner now, looking inside. Back to Cook. She'll put it up for 3, in and out. Rebound. Gosling had it. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Johnston. McDermott in the open court. McDermott on drive. No look. Bounce inside to Mock. Up. Good. It'll count the foul.
And that's a foul on Kelsey Jones. And then McDermott again may not be scoring as much, but that time she drew all the defense and made a great pass to Mock. And Kelsey Jones commits the foul. So City High had been within 4, and now it's a chance to be up by 9 points here if she can make the shot.
Boy, the inside strength, the Mock and Need have been big. Caps off the 3-point play. That's a total of 9 now for the 6-foot senior. City High down by 9 again. Rocka fakes, goes baseline, double pump, runner, no. Oh, they got her for a walk.
Now, again, now we're at the 5:39 mark here, and again, Johnson will be in no hurry. I think they'll be very content to maybe run 30, 40, 50 seconds of possession and get to the free throw line potentially.
And a timeout going to be taken by Coach Jillick of Johnston. And it'll be a 30-second timeout. We will keep it here.
Well, it's tough. All Johnson's kids, even their post players, appear to be pretty solid ball handlers. And, again, they're stretching the floor out, not 4 corners, but really. And that gives a lot of driving lanes to the basket. So far, City High has not been able to get a double team. Only turnover they've gotten so far has been off an inbounds pass. So
you got to score. You got to shoot it well. You got to get some breaks. And you got to probably extend that defense
a little bit, yeah. Well, the tough thing is if you're going to have to start fouling, again, you got a couple kids in a little bit of foul trouble. So, again, you might have to talk about who to foul and who to commit those fouls.
Inbound, and there was a near steal. Aubrey Jones almost took it away from behind. Gosling to the corner. Jillick and City High is extending. Now they go back door. Pass tipped out of bounds. Good defense there by Aubrey Jones. Almost did off of Gosling.
Now Jones, with her reaction, thought it might have gone off Gosling. Again, she was kind of beat on the backdoor cut, but the pass maybe a little behind, and Aubrey able to get a finger on the bat.
5:17 to play here in the semifinal. 57-48 Johnston. McDermott out front, had it poked away. Good defense by Nakumu. Two-on-two break. Bounce pass up ahead. Jones, leaner, no. Contact play on. And now we got a foul on the rebound, I think, on Johnston. Boy, Bill McTaggart wanted a foul, didn't get it.
Yeah. Well, Nakumu doing a good job of getting to the boards there and keeping City High possession alive, although, again, you would have loved to possibly had a bad. It was a good pass by Nakumu again, but Johnston got back to defend and took it away.
Maddie Mock picked up her fourth. Scoop runner up. Good somehow by Aubrey Jones.
Her first basket of the fourth quarter. 7-point Johnston lead. 4:49 remaining.
Aubrey Jones now at 20 points. 57-50. Need. Jab step drives in and foul. I think they got Aubrey Jones, and that would be four on Aubrey.
Well, City High again, they're getting past them off on the dribble and attacking the basket, and Cook kind of the only defender at the basket.
1-1, up, good for Kendall Need.
Well, City, at the bare minimum, you hope they only make one out of the 1-1, and that's the ninth team foul for City High. So after this, everything will be two for Johnston.
Second one, no good. Tipped out deep, picked up by Jones. Off the miss. Aubrey on the drive. Takes it inside. Lost it. Picked it up. And the scoop shot is up.
She's knocked. She's on the floor again. And no foul called. So
they're letting it go. Then Gosling had it poked away by Rob. 3-on-2 the other way. And now Kelsey Jones will hold it up. Aubrey going baseline. Drives in. Fell down. Goes cross court. Nakumu with the save.
She's got to get out of the lane here. Oh.
And a three. Good by Rocca. And a Bill McTaggart timeout.
Jones had gone to the floor and was not getting up quick, and that was getting close to a three-second call.
58-55, and City High is going to take a full timeout. We'll take it. 4:12 to play in the ballgame. Johnston 58, City High 55. Back in a minute on KGYM.
Here's the thing. Saving money with GEICO is almost better than playing pickup basketball, because there's always that guy who joins your game. He never passes the rock. He constantly bricks threes, and he'll completely hack you and then put his hands up and say, no foul, no foul. With GEICO, it's easy to switch and save on car insurance. No need to fake an ankle sprain because you're absolutely exhausted. So switch and save with GEICO. It's almost better than sports.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. Or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Well, they short-timed us there on the timeout. Need took it to the basket and missed, and now City High here, Eric, has a chance to tie.
With, again, a good possession again. 3:40 left in the ball game.
Aubrey Jones, Gosling on her. Aubrey Jones has kick-started City High here in the fourth. She doesn't want her career to come to a close. For the Little Hawks, turns the corner, drives on, Gosling, lost it out of bounds.
Off her foot, yep. Sometimes, again, Aubrey, again, that senior leader, but maybe trying to do a little too much. A couple times she's come off of screens, and although, again, she's scored and got fouled, but a couple times Rock has been open. That time, her sister Kelsey looked open, and, again, she got inside, but just dribbled it off her foot.
3:20. There's still a lot of time left. Johnston's going to stay in this spread look.
Well, I think with their free throw shooting and again, the fact that their post players can handle the ball, plus City High's in some foul trouble. You got Aubrey Jones.
And there's a hold on Cook, and that's her third.
I mean, if you look up at the board, again, Nakumu still just has the three, but Kelsey Jones, four. Aubrey Jones, four. Ella Cook, three. Paige Rocca, three. So you don't have many fouls to give.
Free throw, and it's double bonus the rest of the way. It's up and good for Maddie Mock.
Now Richardson in, Kelsey Jones out.
Yes.
A little, not surprised, but again, Johnson will probably give Richardson a fair amount of space on the perimeter.
Got them both.
Well, that's tough. City High a possession, down three, didn't get a shot off, and end up fouling at the other end, and now go down by five.
City High shooting 39%, Johnson 45%. Rocca circles right, leaves it for Rose Nakumu. Stop and go dribble, nice spin down the lane, and got fouled on the scoop, and that's it for Maddie Mock.
Well, that's big for City High. Spin move in the lane, and Nakumu, a good foul shooter, will shoot two. And so that takes a little size away from Johnston here.
11-point morning for Maddie Mock. She'll foul out. As all three of those senior players headed to Division I. A very veteran Johnston team. Nakumu to the line for two, and the first one's good. That is eight now for Nakumu. An 80% foul shooter. 60-56 Johnston, 2:49 to play. Second one up, good. It's a one possession game again.
Well, it's a tough matchup here. Aubrey Jones with four fouls is guarding Niadin. And again, that's, to me, a really tough matchup for City High.
Buchan back into the ball game now. So Johnson's going to go small. And there's the five-second count started. Need picks it up. Got it to Buchan. She'll come to the right. Ella Cook coming out on her. They try to trap. Starts to drive.
Nice
cut
job.
Off.
They penetrate and then kick it out.
Here is Need taking it in the lane. Spins on Jones and got loose and laid it in.
Well, like I said, that's a tough matchup for City High there. Aubrey Jones gives up some size and strength there.
Here's Nakumu going up strong and scoring. They're just clearing it out for Nakumu or Jones, taking a one-on-one.
City High needs a stop.
Under two to play, 62-59, Dragons by three. McDermott out front, working on Nakumu. Almost lost her footing, but got it to Jillick before she went down. Richardson all over her, now to Gosling out front.
Tough matchup. They got Ella Cook on a guard here.
Boy, I would think you'd foul Buchan coming in.
That only averages 3.1 points per game, so that would be the one without experience.
And they fouled Jillick on a little touch. She is at 71%. Buchan's only 61.
Yeah. Hasn't scored yet today, though, so again.
Two shots, double bonus here for the Dragons.
Now only five team fouls for Johnson, so actually they have a foul to give.
Jillick swishes the first free throw. I'd rather a foul reserve off the bench than a coach's daughter.
Yep. Well, you know, coach's kids have been at the free throw line a long time, especially if they're a guard.
63-59, that's her first point, and got them both.
Well, we talked about this scenario early on, Scott, about if City High had to foul late, Johnston really strong.
Out front, Rocca. A fake. They work the weave. Here's Aubrey Jones. Standing dribble with the right hand. Minute 16 to play. Down five. Jones into the
Jones
corner.
Jones dribbling a lot.
Oh, there's the 5-second call. And Bill McTaggart. Hand on head.
Yeah, that's we talked about Aubrey obviously wanting to go down shooting a senior leader, but that time just nothing ever opened up, and the defense stayed right there. And again, 5 seconds. Sometimes as a player, when you're kind of going in and out and things, you forget about that 5 second count. But again, if you're closely guarded and continue to dribble.
Need in the backcourt, City High with the pressure. Buchan takes it all the way into the front court, right in front of us.
And that's where Jones can't foul her there.
And Rocca can and got it, but they got the timeout prior to it. Johnson will talk it over with a minute two to play. And it is a full timeout here for the Dragons. They've got two left. City High, two left.
Yep. Again, City High, you got to talk about what you want to do defensively on the inbounds pass. Boy, I don't know, with a minute two left and down five, you can't let a lot of clock run here for your City High. And I don't disagree, Scott. The reserve off the bench, even though she's a solid free throw shooter, that's probably who, because all of them are good. We talked about, above 70% as a team. And if you looked at their starters, those percentages were even higher.
62 seconds left. City High down by five. And it will be Johnston ball. City High's has gotten a couple of turnovers on inbounds,
yep,
though.
Yep. Well, we'll see. I don't know if they'll put anyone on the ball or if they'll double team away from the ball. You got to talk about if certain players catch, who you want to foul and who you don't want to foul.
Coming up after this, it'll be the other 5A semi, Waukee and Waterloo West going at it. Inbound. Illick looking, still looking. Got it into Gosling. Just ahead of a double. Bucking out front, and Rocca trying to foul her and got her.
And again, that's what you want now for Rocca.
That's four on Paige.
So you're running out of you're running out of players with three fouls here. You got actually Nakuma, who had the early fouls, and Cook have fouls to give, but you don't know if they're going to be guarding a ball handler or not.
2-4. Zoe Buchan, and she hits the first.
Well, it's tough for City High, too. If Johnson keeps making these free throws, you almost got to start looking for three-pointers because you're just going 2 points for 2 points every time up and down the floor.
8 out of 9 now in the fourth quarter for the free throw line. Make it 8 out of 10. 80%. Lead at 7. Nakumu on the drive. Fade away. Can't go. Rebound Aubrey Jones. 48 seconds to play. Jones spins twice down the lane and scores. No timeout taken by the Little Hawks. 24 for Aubrey Jones. Inbound, 38 seconds to play, and they got two people back, and they turned down the layup.
They passed up an uncontested layup there.
And then Need fouled by Cook, and that's four on Ella.
Yeah, you got to be a little careful. Well, that was tough. That's Aubrey Jones at the back with four fouls. Again, I suppose you take the two there if you're City High but you're just trading two for two here.
Kendall Need on the free throw line. And the free throw up, front iron.
Boy,
good.
Hit the front. You thought it was going to be short, but bounced up high and went in.
This could make it a 3-possession lead for the Dragons.
I think City High needs again, if they score next time, they do need a timeout. They got two left. There's the first miss.
Here comes City High. 30 seconds to play. Aubrey Jones quickly in the front court. Aubrey turns the corner on the drive. Right hand runner, no. Off the glass. Rebound McDermott. And fouled by Nakumu. And now all five starters have four. And Johnson can smell the finals.
I think, again, they may have needed a three there, although, again, if they get that score, again, it would have been 67-63, but still two possessions. And, again, just trading, although, again, Johnson did miss a free throw last time, but you've been trading twos for two.
Free throw, McDermott right through. That's big there. 11 for Maya McDermott. Molly Nolik off the bench was big, and just City High just had no answers for the two posts.
Nope.
18 seconds to play, down 8. Hand back Kelsey Jones. Her runner from 10, no good. Tapped out to McDermott. 10 seconds to play, and a foul in the backcourt on, I think, Kelsey Jones.
Well, we knew Johnson was going to be a tough matchup coming in. They got the size, they got the perimeter game. They had everything that matched up well with City High.
As Richardson will come in, Kelsey Jones fouls out. And two free throws for McDermott. Johnson doesn't have anybody in the lane.
Well, again, great executions about the last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter by Johnston. Pulled the ball out, ran some clock. Occasionally would attack the basket and get fouled and get to the free throw line. And City High just didn't have an answer.
Here comes Rose Nakumu one more time. She'll fake, pull up for three, no good. 2 seconds, Jones collects, turns, fires, no, and that's it. City High's season comes to an end. as Johnston gets the victory here at the state tournament in the semifinals by a score of 71-61. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back with the postgame from Des Moines after this. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament here on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Who does Hertin and Stocker appreciate? You. They want to recognize your family for supporting high school sports. From getting students to practice on time, to serving concessions, to showing your spirit in the stands. And when you want to show your appreciation, just find the right something at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. A watch, diamond stud earrings, colored stone rings, even custom jewelry to match your team colors. Show who you appreciate with a gift from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Get in the zone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Wipers squeaking and streaking? Now's the time to change your wipers and get ready for those spring showers. We've got the deals to help you prep your ride. Right now, if you buy two Bosch Envision wiper blades, you'll get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail or email. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Ooh, if you could see what I'm seeing right now. A cheesy, sizzly, sausagey, tasty, toasty breakfast deal for my belly eat? That's right. It's your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwich. And right now, you can pick two of them for just $4 from the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin with egg, and bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Now let's see you hitting that drive-thru to get more out of breakfast. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, only at breakfast. Single item at regular price. Wake up breakfast.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you in Des Moines at the Girls State Basketball Tournament as the season comes to a close for the Little Hawks of Iowa City High, falling 71-61 to a very good Johnston team. Dragons will move on to the championship round where they will await either their fellow CIML competitor number one, Waukee, or the Waterloo West Wahawks, who will try to pull off the upset coming up here today. And take a look at it. Johnston just a little bit deeper here, Eric. 13 points off the bench. Molly Nolik with three threes in that second quarter. Zoe Buchan hit two big free throws down the stretch. And then Neen and Mock inside combined for 27 points down in the paint.
Well, big second quarter for Johnston, outscoring City High 17-10, and equally a big third quarter, again, outscoring City High 19-12. That puts City High kind of behind the eight ball. And again, Johnston, a veteran team, a smart team. They spread the floor out and ran some clock and cut to the basket, drew fouls, and got to the free throw line. And, that was the difference. City High, last quarter was 19-18 in favor of Johnston. City High, there was a stretch where they were matching them basket for basket, but kind of went away from the three-point line a little bit. And Aubrey Jones, a lot of shots to get the 24 points, 9 for 24 from the field. You love the determination. You love the fact that she wants the ball. Maybe a few times could have kicked the ball to the perimeter. Rocca was solid from the field, 5 for 7 from the field. But, again, not a lot of shots. City High didn't get bench help to this morning as they have sometimes where Johnston did. Both teams, though, again, took care of the basketball. And that's a credit to Johnston. City High good at forcing turnovers. They just had 9 turnovers for the ball game. City High only 8 turnovers. So against quality team, quality defense. Again, just the level of play was exceptional. But City High, again, got behind by that 8, 9, 10-point margin. And, well, it got within four, and I think got within four with possession of the basketball.
Yes.
Maybe even within three. I can't remember if they
it was three. It was three.
With possession of the basketball. And I think one time missed a shot and once dribbled it off their foot in the lane. And, again, missed opportunities there because boy, when you stay behind, it's just so hard against a quality team like Johnston.
Take a look at the final scoring in this one for the victorious Johnston Dragons, 23-2. They head off to the 5A championship game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Four of their five starters in double figures, led by Kendall Need leading the way with 16 points, 12 of those coming in the second half. Right behind, Anna Gosling played a really good game, ended up with a total of 15 points. Maya McDermott with 14 and 11 for Maddie Mock before fouling out. Molly Nolick off the bench had 9 points all in the second quarter on back-to-back-to-back three-pointers. And then 4 points for Zoe Buchan and two for Kinsey Gillick. For City High, they end at 23-2. A terrific season for Bill McTaggart and the Little Hawks. Aubrey Jones leading the way in her final game, ended up with 24 points, 15 of those coming in the second half of play. 13 for Paige Rocca in her final game. Rose Nakumu, 11 in her finale as well. Ella Cook with 9. Kelsey Jones had that one three-pointer in the first quarter, ended up with 3 points. The bench scoring was 13-0 in favor of Johnston in the ball game this morning. Turnovers, 9 for Johnston, 8 for City High. Both teams played a very good floor game. Final shooting numbers for Johnston, 22 of 48, 46%. 5 of 12, 42% from three-point range. 22 of 27 and 82% free throws. That's going to win you a lot of basketball games.
So many of those were fourth quarter when City High had no choice but to foul.
For City High, 22 of 59, only 37% shooting for the Little Hawks. 9 of 24, not bad, 38% from three-point range. And City High was 8 of 9 and 89%. City High only got out-rebounded by one, so not too bad.
They battled Aubrey Jones, 16 rebounds. A huge effort, 8 offensive rebounds, 8 defensive. But kind of look at the stat sheets, two things jump out. Both teams made 22 baskets, but again, Johnson just 48 attempts to make it. City High, 59 attempts. And City High outscored Johnson from three, but the free throw line was the difference. But again, when City High fell behind, it's not that the officiating was one-sided or anything like that. I thought, you know, overall the officials did a pretty good job in the ball game, but when City High had to foul, Johnson went to the free throw line and made free throws.
Yeah, they did, and you knew that was going to be a big advantage for the Dragons with what they had inside, but it turned out to be an even bigger one. And then, like we said, when you talk about trying to come from behind against a team that is veteran and just shoots the lights out from the free throw line, that is just hard.
And they did it with six kids. You know, McDermott 4 for 5, Jellick 2 for 2, Gosling 1 for 1, Nead 6 for 8, Mock 5 for 7, Buchan 4 for 4. So again, the reserve off the bench did hit all four. And you know, that's tough. You're trying to come back. You need some misses from the free throw line. And again, Johnson did a great job from the free throw line. But again, you just can't fall behind, you know, that 9, 10 points against a quality team that shoots the ball well from the free throw line and doesn't turn the ball over.
Points in the paint. Johnson had 30 points in the paint. That is a pretty big number. City High not bad with 20. Johnson's were post-ups or layups. City High's were drives. So
yeah,
that was a big thing. Points off turnover, City High got that, 12-6. Second chance points, City High 13-5. Fast break points were tied at 2, and that bench was 13-0, and that was big.
Well, and probably both teams are used to maybe getting a few more fast break opportunities off turnovers, and as we talked to each team taking care of the basketball, that just didn't happen in this ball game. Pretty much everything was out of set offenses, and again, Johnson just executed a little bit better.
So the final score, 71-61, as Johnston gets the victory. And they will move on to the championship game. And, boy, three great careers come to a close for City High. And going to be awful tough to replace Aubrey Jones, Rose Nakumu, and Paige Rocca.
Well, it is a little bit heartbreaking. You know, you've been close over the actually over all 4 years of their career. Obviously, Ashley Jones was here for their freshman sophomore year, so they had really good teams then. You know, not a lot of size. That's maybe been the one thing that City High hasn't had that some of the other programs, when they get down to this level, you know, Cook, a decent-sized post player, but certainly gave up size to the two or three of the Johnston players. And, you know, that's been maybe the one thing that they've had to overcome here at the state tournament.
But you take a look. Big shoes to fill with those three Division I players, and they take with them around 36, 37 points per basketball
next game. Year, Cook will obviously have to step up.
Kelsey Jones
will naturally step up. Richardson.
And Westlake.
Westlake. I believe I've watched Kim play a little bit. I'm assuming she'll probably step in some, and then after that it'll be kind of we'll see. Again, there's been years, to be honest, City High has not had great depth. Sometimes, you know, even after that top five, you know, they would rarely go to a sixth and seventh player. This year, again, oftentimes they could go to Andy Westlake, who would give them some pretty good minutes a lot of the time. But they have struggled a little bit with having that sixth, seventh player.
City High falls 71-61 as the Little Hawks wrap up their season here in Des Moines at the semifinals with a record of 23-2. And we're not done for the day, as we will be back coming up at about 4:45. That'll be on 107.5 FM, 107.5 FM, as it will be 4A state semifinal basketball, as center pointer Banna will try to pull off the stunner against number one unbeaten and defending state champion North Scott. It's a battle of defending state champions. 3A last year against 4A.
To CPU's credit, you know, moving up a class is creates challenges. Again, usually a little bigger, a little stronger, a little deeper teams as you go up the ladder in terms of class. And, boy, there's some matchup there that are really going to be intriguing as well. Center pointer Banna, great comeback in their quarterfinal game. Again, there was a couple times they maybe looked close to down and out, but great job of rallying. They had some foul trouble in their ball game. Goble on the bench some early or in that first half, but again, as champions do, they responded in that fourth quarter and came out on top. So that'll be a fun game. But boy, North Scott, that inside presence there just dominated the game against Clear Creek Amana. So we'll see what answers center pointer Banna has.
That'll be coming up again, 4:45 on 107.5 FM later on today. And we'll get a little bit of, $10 chicken strips and something like that here. And
free popcorn, though, in the media lounge.
Free popcorn. I had a banana today in the media room. Thanks to Jason and everybody there from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. And we'll see if we can grab some grub before the second game coming up a little bit later on. All right, Eric, thanks, and we'll
see.
We'll rejoin you here in a little bit.
We'll watch a little of this next game. It'll be fun to watch the Waterloo squad. Again, they played well against Cedar Falls. They come back win as well there, and we'll see if they can hang with Waukee. I was very impressed with Waukee in their first ball game, so we'll see how this game matches up.
Yep, number one seed against the number five seed. Waukee, number one in the state and number one seated for Coach Chris Guest. That's going to wrap things up in our broadcast this morning. I want to thank Jeff Downing in the studio for all his help. Thanks to the sports-minded boosters of bringing high school basketball presented by Hills Bank. And a big thanks to everybody for tuning in to our broadcast this morning. For Eric Peterson, Scott Unash saying so long from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Final score of our Class 5A semifinal, it was Johnston defeating Iowa City High 71-61. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. We'll rejoin you later this afternoon at 4:45 on 107.5 FM. Have a good day, everybody.